Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Who's, man?
Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys can get in your seats, I'm singing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put it down the babies, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, game time!
The game had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hate then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching, I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
Man, Mr. Keith Wright, he said he's making smart cool. He's making smart cool. That's how he do. Well, sorry for the delay, folks. You're tuned in to PCP Network Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, M.H. Scott. And hopefully we'll have a number of callers calling in today and let us know that we can be heard from around the country. You know, because that's the whole purpose of this whole thing. We're trying to make sure that we're getting our message out to everyone that we have connected with over the years, because it's a vital and important message to anyone that's involved in the recruiting process. From a parent's perspective, of course, from a parent's perspective. Well, hopefully, folks, we'll have our guest call in today, and we'll get a chance to talk about something that I found so near and dear to the whole success of being part of this here process, and that is understanding the National Letter of Intent, understanding the National Letter of Intent. Well, it looks like we have our guest already on the line with us. Let's see if we can bring her up and talk about some things. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about our one and only, no other, one and only, our eligibility coach, Mrs. Marlon Jones. I'm not sure if she's, hopefully that's her that just called in, and we'll get a chance to talk to her and get some things connected. Ms. Jones, are you on with us? Hello? Okay, let's see what's going on here. Hopefully we can get our caller in. Let me open up the phone lines for Ms. Jones. Are you on with us? I'm hoping that you can hear me. Well, it looks like it's trying to connect, so hopefully we can get you on here a second. It's modern technology and the internet that's getting the best of me this morning, folks, so bear with me. But what I want to talk about this morning, I want to talk about the National Letter of Intent, something that, like I said, is vitally important for you as a parent to understand and have a, wow, did it disconnect it? Well, Ms. Jones, if you're still listening, you give us a call back in. I know you were there. I seen your call as it came in, and hopefully we can get you back on the line with us. But like I said, we were talking about the National Letter of Intent, and we, if need be, go a few minutes over our initial time and get a nice, good show, because it's vitally important that parents, you get this information, you understand what this is all about and why you need this information and what all does the National Letter of Intent do for you. Well, I see she's called back in. Let's try this again. Let's see if we can get our guest back on again. I'm not sure exactly what's going on. I think modern technology has got the best of me. I'm trying to do my show here off of my MiFi on the move off my iPod, so bear with me. And hopefully we can get this thing going the right way. This is not good. This is not good because I know my guest is there, and I know that she's trying to call in and share some good information with us. So hopefully this here, this thing will connect, and we'll be back on the air. And let's see what we have here. I think it's just about connected. Come on. Give me one more blink. It is connecting. And we should have something here in about another second or so. Okay. Now I think we should be on. Ms. Jones, are you on with us? Eligibility coach, are you on with us this morning? Hello? I have wasted some truly valuable time this morning trying to make this connection, and I think this will be the last time I will actually try this from this location and try this with this equipment. I'm not sure exactly what's going on, but as always, we're going to make something happen. And if not, we will do a follow-up. We'll definitely do a follow-up. If nothing else, we'll try to squeeze in a follow-up next Saturday, same time, and make sure that everyone's able to get on and get on board with us and get online with us and have the information to share. Wow. I'm truly, truly, truly disappointed that we're not able to make that connection with our guest this morning. And I know it's a great day for it. For whatever reason, I seem to be having some network issues here, in and out. So, Ms. Jones, on that note, I'm quite sure you probably can hear the station, hear the show. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to, at this point with less than 10 minutes left, let's call it, and let's try to coordinate something for next week. But glad to know that everybody was able to call in, check in with us. And I was hoping to have something for you today, folks, but since we wasn't able to get anything going, let's look at trying to do it again next week. We'll go for it again next week because my little thing doesn't seem to want to cooperate. So it's been fun. It's been real fun, and we're going to end our show.